This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America! Hello, world, and welcome to the Captain's America Third Watch. I am the Captain Matt Bruce, broadcasting live on a Thursday morning from my flagship station, AM 860, The Answer, here in Tampa, Florida, to great radio stations all across America, and radio stations also that carry us where our military men and women can hear us. They're listening right now across the country and around the world, too, via the satellite, plus to our first responders, our EMTs, our firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, the 9/11 dispatchers, our Border Patrol, our security officers, and the U.S. Coast Guard, too. Thank you for keeping us free and safe. And to everybody who's working the Third Watch tonight, everybody, regardless of what you're doing, thank you very much for keeping America rolling along. Now, don't forget to scoot on over to the Captain's America Third Watch.com website, the Captain's America Third Watch.com website, and make sure you check out everything that we have there. All right, Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com, is with us. Good morning again.
Hello.
A big, and I mean a big, bust. ICE was busy, Mississippi. This is a factory owned by the Koch brothers, apparently, because of the name that's on this company. And I'm telling you, 680 people and counting?
Well, no, it is 680. And there were some that were found to be legal, so they let them go. Some tried to escape. But in this particular case, this had been a plant. It looked like it was a food processing plant, maybe chickens, in a place called Morton, which is 40 miles east of Jackson, Mississippi. And the Homeland Security Investigation Unit brought in several buses. They did segregate the buses between men and or male and female. And they took all of these 680 to the Mississippi National Guard post in Flowood, and it's they've got them set up in a hangar there. And they had several tables, have 2,000 meals for them, and they're literally going through each person, each of the 680, case by case. So we're giving them an awful lot of breaks already, looking at them individually. They knew that they were illegal, and this speaks to a larger condition about U.S. employers hiring illegals. Now, it was almost a one-to-one ratio because there were 600 ICE agents.
Mm-hmm.
It's 680 people.
Well.
So, yeah. So, this was federal, state, and local law enforcement. Now, as far as the Koch Foods goes, this plant may be independently owned but subcontracted to Koch Foods.
Mm-hmm.
Because Koch Foods has got lots of these plants around the country, including, you know, Illinois, Tennessee, Ohio. So mm-hmm. It may not be the last of these.
Well, you used to see this sort of stuff going on all the time on a regular basis at the meatpacking plants across the panhandle of Oklahoma, parts of Texas, up into Iowa, into Nebraska, into South Dakota. All the time you would see the Border Patrol and or ICE agents going in and out of there and bringing
sure.
people out. And this is not uncommon.
Well, with this is poultry producers, so it looks like it was chicken. They have a lot of these plants that employ 13,000 from Mississippi, Alabama, Georgia, Illinois, Ohio, and Tennessee.
Mm-hmm.
So I think they're looking at as many as whatever percentage of that 13,000 employed by, in some form or fashion, by Koch Foods could be illegals.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, yep.
Now, go ahead.
I just said it just could be big. I mean,
yeah.
680 at one place, and the next place it could be, you know, 750. Who knows?
And there's some really good news coming out of Mexico in terms of immigration and the people that they're catching. 2 months ago, 31,000 people stopped by the Mexican military on the southern border from coming into the country. This month, it's this past month, it's 18,000. So fewer people trying to come in through, what is that down there? Is that Guatemala?
Well, what we're hearing, what we're seeing here is we're not hearing or seeing are these caravans. Remember, you know, a couple of months ago we were talking about we got a caravan here and a caravan there, and they're making their way in Mexico. You know, they're going through all these cities, and the Mexicans are giving them food and water and blah, blah. We're not hearing any of that anymore.
Yeah, so hopefully they got that under control, you think?
Well, I don't know if it's under control, but they are taking some action, if that's obvious.
Okay, and of course, folks, I'm talking to Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. FoundersCode.com, go over there, sign up for all the great articles that she writes, and you'll find out what's going on as she writes them. So there you go. Now, the other thing is, I believe, correct me if I'm wrong, but I missed this yesterday because I guess I didn't hear about it till after the show was over, but North Korea launched 3 more rockets?
I don't know if it was 3. I know there may have been 1. I don't know if it was 3. So, you know, something as serious as that kind of gets lost in all the chaos that we've got going on here.
Yeah, because it got buried because of all the things going on with El Paso and Dayton and the president taking a trip.
Exactly.
But the fact of the matter is it did happen. All right. Well, let's see here. Let's go over here real quickly. Good morning, caller. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hey, Sean in Tampa.
Okay.
I was just hoping to point out, and good morning all.
Hold on, Sean. Please hold on, because here comes the music. Okay, I gotta put everybody on hold here because the music's going to cut everybody off, and I'll find out what Sean's up to here in just a minute. But folks, you are listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, and we'll be right back with more. Kathy, give them the phone number.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool. Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. You just put it on your finger and go.
Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. I'm turning 40. I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
You betcha. This portion of the Captain's America Third Watch, my conversations with Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com, brought to you by the United States Concealed Carry Association. By the way, with everything that's going on in this day and age, you just might have to have that insurance because it will give you access to an attorney right off the bat if you ever find yourself in this situation where you're the last person standing or you've had to defend yourself by whatever means. Now, you can go to my website, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com, click on the USCCA logo that's right there. There'll be a free gun a day giveaway that will pop down there for you, and sign up for that, and then take advantage of one of the three different levels of membership because you can get $474 worth of free stuff just by signing up to become a member. All right, back to Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com. Hello, come in.
Good morning.
We have got a caller on the line that wants to say a little something and then ask a question, so let me drift down over here. Good morning, caller. What's your name and where are you calling from?
Well, my name is Troy Anderson from Largo, Florida. And, thank you, Captain and Denise, for giving me a moment.
Go ahead. Sure. Go ahead.
I just wanted to touch base on the immigration with the farms and the produce and some of the other things you were talking about. Back in 99, before I joined the military, in my prime, I worked for a landscaping company in Texas, and the whole crew except for me was Mexican. Mm-hmm. And I realized firsthand, and we're talking 99, it's gotten worse since then, I would imagine,
mm-hmm.
Because of the internet and everything, but these kids, they're not built to do this work. You know, these are generational farmers.
Mm-hmm.
So I think we need to be more careful about who we're going after because some of these people are working. They've been in the country 3, 4, 5, 6 years now. They have kids. And
I don't disagree with everything that's going on, but there's got to be a better way, because now this is really affecting a lot of these farms across the country. And you're talking four or five generational farms, not just, you know, little farms. So I just wanted to get that point of view, because I witnessed it firsthand. And you know, the internet wasn't as big in as 99, but now it's gotten a lot bigger. And, you know, the kids are middle and stuff from China. I'm not saying there's not kids out there working, but if you look 3 years ago, we had roughly 142 million taxpayers.
Mm.
As of right now, we have 72.6 million taxpayers. Which, okay, you're losing baby boomers, but there's got to be more than just that. Where are all the taxpayers going?
Yeah, all right. All right, got to run.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. Appreciate the call. Well, Denise, he makes a lot of really good points.
Yeah, well, I mean, it is a growing thing, but we do what we have what we call H-2A visas.
That's right.
So we do give visas to these workers that come into the United States that provide the labor for our farmers or whatever parts of agriculture that they are applying for. They mm-hmm. also travel from farm to farm based on what is being harvested.
Correct.
And they are put on buses, and they literally go from, you know, plant to plant or farm to farm. So that many, and that's why the one yesterday, they're going to go through them case by case, because some of them may have an H-2A temporary agricultural worker visa.
Right, and my dad, who was a fruit grower in upstate New York and had apples, peaches, cherries, pears, a big truck garden, used to use the employment service, and he used to bring people in, or rather would have people that would do exactly what you're talking about. They would be legal, they would be here, the people would show up to check their paperwork, make sure they were okay, he would do the same thing, and they'd work with us to harvest the crop, and then when that was done, they'd move into another state and go harvest something different.
Right.
Yep. Now, God knows we've got enough going on in this country and enough people that are misrepresenting and just not stating the facts when it comes to who they accuse people of. Now, last night, Sean Hannity went one-on-one with Mayor Bill de Blasio. Bill de Blasio's approval rating in New York City is lower than AOC's. And there's a reason for that. The guy, all he knows what to do is to talk about taxes, and we're going to charge the rich 70%, and we're going to this, and we're going to that. He's not doing anything for the little guys except say, well, income equality. I mean, these people, they're all, it's the same broken record over and over and over again, and quite frankly, it's not working.
Oh, yeah, I mean, there's so much that's not working. I watched that interview. It was really quite tiresome because he virtually justified everything, mm-hmm. de Blasio.
Mm-hmm.
And then in some of the pointed questions, he, you know, he refused to answer Hannity's questions and saying, you know, you're setting up the question wrong, and so there's no answer to your question, meaning, you know, you know, people have the right to own a gun to protect themselves in their home, and he wouldn't go there.
Nope. He wouldn't. Now, here's something else. Jake Tapper had a conversation yesterday about the FBI, who has taken the lead in Dayton because of what the scenario is and what the facts are that we've found out about so far. And I just want you to listen to this back and forth. This is totally different than what's going on down in El Paso. That's a hate crime. This one up here, I think the guy was just a loon. But listen to this conversation.
Let me bring you in. You're a former FBI official. What do you make of this case being elevated to a federal level?
A pretty significant step. If you looked at this a day or two ago, you would have said, we don't understand motivation. That could be across the spectrum. The guy had a problem at work. He had a problem at home. He had a problem with a romantic relationship. The fact that the FBI is being brought in as the lead in the investigation says, as we heard today, that they have information about motive. The motive of race was taken off the table. There's still a lot of motives about connections to ideologies that would be on the table. for example, anti-government organizations. There are a lot of people in this country who don't believe the U.S. government should have sovereignty over their lives. Leftist Antifa motivations that would might lead people to say an act of violence against the government is appropriate. So the fact that the feds are brought in and that the locals are saying the feds are key gives us a key indication of a big step forward in saying there's a motivation beyond something that's purely personal.
Now, that all makes sense for a couple of different reasons. We know about the Antifa connection there, right?
Right.
We know about the fact that this young man who was part of a demonic cult of some sort and a music group that played some really weird, for lack of better words, out there, third world, planetary, alien-type music. I mean, I've never heard anything quite like it. And the words, you can't even repeat some of the stuff that was said. It was disgusting lyrics, if you will. So what's the difference between this and El Paso? That's my question to you.
Well, I don't know that. I mean, look, in a case like this, the FBI is going to step in. Because remember, the FBI has, you know, they want to know all these cases because we, well, they put them into a forensic investigation, if you will, to be part of hate crimes or other kinds of profiling and statistics. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, I mean, this cat, obviously, in Dayton he was out there. I mean, he was satanic. He killed his sister, you know, the whole thing. So, you know, he had a little bit different motivation than the one in El Paso. But here's something that came out that a lot of people don't know. The mother of the El Paso shooter called the El Paso
Police
Department.
Right.
She called the police department weeks before the attack.
Correct.
And was concerned that her son owned an AK-type firearm. And she was worried about him owning it, given his age, maturity level, and lack of experience. So she called. Now, here's the interesting thing. The police said, hey, he's 21, so he was legally of age to purchase it. The mother did not provide her name or the son's name, but the police didn't even ask either. You know, they didn't, like, you know, obviously the mother was upset enough to make the phone call, but they didn't go any further. So I would say in some cases, the police in Texas didn't finish the call the way.
Now, I got a real quick question for you from a listener. Lucia is asking whether or not Mexico's lawsuit against the United States for lack of safety is going to go anywhere. Of course not. Of course not. It's a ridiculous lawsuit. All right. Well, there comes the music. That means we got to go, and we'll talk to you tomorrow, same time, same bat channel. Thanks for a stimulating conversation. All right, Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com, coming right back with our next Military and Veterans News segment. By the way, next hour, Ron Edwards leads us off, and then Bo Browning, National Aviation Academy, will be around bottom of the hour. Be right back.
This is the Captain's America, Third Watch.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Trump's visits to both El Paso and Dayton to offer condolences following the weekend mass shootings were greeted by protests. In public remarks during the trip, the president lashed out at Dayton's mayor and Senator Sherrod Brown of Ohio over their characterization of his visit with victims hospitalized in Dayton.
I get on Air Force One, where they do have a lot of televisions. I turn on the television, and there they are saying, well, I don't know if it was appropriate for the president to be there, you know, et cetera, et cetera. You know, the same old line. And they're very dishonest people, and that's probably why he got, I think, about 0% that he failed as a presidential candidate.
In the investigation of the suspected El Paso shooter, the suspect's mother called local police in Allen, Texas, weeks before the attack, concerned about her son owning an AK-type firearm. This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
Every hiring manager knows that a company is only as good as the people it's made from. So where do you find the best people? That may surprise you.
Meet the grads of life, young adults of unique determination and experience, an ideal fit for your company in an entry-level position, internship, or even mentorship. They might not have every qualification you typically look for, but they're exactly who your company needs.
This is talent worth knowing about.
Go to gradsoflife.org to learn how to find, cultivate, and train this great pool of untapped talent. Brought to you by the Ad Council and gradsoflife.org.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Everybody, this is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
Hey, Kevin Jackson here, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
And now, it's time for Veterans News on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Yes, it is time for our second Military and Veterans News segment of the morning. Brought to you by our very good friends at the National Aviation Academy. National Aviation Academy can be found on the web at naa.edu. naa.edu. We'll have a lot more about them right after this message, because they're going to tell you more about themselves right now.
Hey, America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Now, we know that more and more young people are not headed straight off to college from high school. More people have chosen to go to technical schools or vo-tech schools to learn a trade while they're in high school. But in most cases, when you come out, it's not going to pay you a lot of money to begin with, because you're going to start out as an apprentice and work your way up. Now, at National Aviation Academy, they can fill the void to give you a great career path with a starting salary of $50,000 a year or more as a certified aviation maintenance tech. Now, they've got two locations to serve you, one in Concord, Massachusetts, a suburb of Boston, the other one, Clearwater, Florida, right here in the Tampa Bay, Florida area. Now, check them out.
to find out more at naa.edu or give them a call and ask to take the tour. Now, the website again, naa.edu, the phone number, 800-659-2080. Ask to take the tour and tell them the captain sent you. You'll open the door wide open for you, and I'm sure you're going to like what you're going to see and hear. All right, well, the Army has now warned people to stay away from the water supply at the Army's Carlisle Barracks. Now, that had been lifted yesterday, a day after the population there was alerted not to use the water because of a suspected gas contamination. Problem was solved. Water's okay again. Now, Major General Daniel Carbler, who's the Chief of Staff at U.S. Strategic Command, will depart Offutt Air Force Base, Nebraska, to take up command at the U.S. Army Space and Missile Defense Command in Redstone Arsenal in Alabama. Now, this is going to be a major move because Redstone Arsenal has been there for a long, long time. And, of course, that's where a lot of our missiles are. Missile defense is over there. I've actually hauled in and out of there years gone by with my trucks. Now, the Army's plan to shutter its watercraft units and get out of the Navy business, after all, the Army did have the largest Navy in the world, and auction off their boats, has now been delayed until a study ordered by House lawmakers of the proposal has been completed as to whether or not the Army is making sense by getting rid of some of their boats and ships to concentrate more on being a land army. Now, can a wearable token improve Army network security? One of the Army's science and technology organizations is developing a token-sized device, you know, like a challenge coin, that will allow soldiers in combat zones to easily identify and authenticate themselves on the Department of Defense networks just by having that token around their necks, which will identify who they are and where they are so they don't accidentally get, shot. Now, with mounting questions about cost and survivability, the new chief of Naval Operations, Admiral Michael Gilday, who was confirmed quickly by the Senate last week, has made it clear that the cost and growing vulnerability of aircraft carriers to even faster and evasive missiles will be amongst the issues he's expected to tackle when he officially takes the reins here in another week. Aircraft carriers are pretty much, to use the layman's term, sitting ducks when they're out there offshore, not very far away from missiles and things that can be fired at them. Now, Lieutenant Colonel Pete Lijah was removed from command from the 317th Aircraft Maintenance Squadron by the U.S. Air Force at Dyess Air Force Base in Texas. Don't know what's going on there. He's currently under investigation. By the way, the Air Force's top enlisted leader wants to lift the stress from airmen's lives by revamping the physical fitness assessments, and he wants to do it before his planned retirement next year in the fall. Tyndall Air Force Base here in Florida. The Trump administration yesterday confirmed that the U.S. Air Force Base in the Florida Panhandle will be getting F-35 fighter jets. And the U.S. Air Force will be deciding soon on their indefinite enlistment plan and other NCO changes. Now, the U.S. Air Force is moving towards an indefinite enlistment process, removing the requirement for senior enlisted personnel to regularly reenlist after a certain number of years. That may not be a bad idea. And the Air Force has sent its good guys in to try to hack the cloud. Now, the Air Force invited ethical hackers to its IT networks again this spring, allowing good guys the chance to infiltrate its enterprise-wide Air Force common computing environment in search of vulnerabilities. The white hat hacking company, BugCrowd, announced this back a couple of days ago. We will find out more later. Pilots from the 413th Flight Test Squadron at Eglin Air Force Base in Florida recently received the certification they need to fly the MH-139 helicopter, which is scheduled to replace the U.S. Air Force's UH-1N Huey, which has been around for a long time. Been many a ride in a Huey. And at 1.5 years old, the Devil Dog mascot is the Marine Corps' newest Lance Corporal. Congratulations to that bulldog that now made Lance Corporal. By the way, the Coast Guard has taken delivery of its newest fast response cutter. Lockport-based Bollinger Shipyards delivered the U.S. Coast Guard cutter Angela McSham, the 35th fast response cutter, to the U.S. Coast Guard yesterday in Key West, Florida. How about that? Beware Cuba. Boeing, by the way, got a $55.5 million contract for continued work on the KC-46's refueling boom to address a Category 1 deficiency that's limiting the aircraft's ability to refuel any U.S. Air Force plane. They've been having problems with that. And that isn't going to work. And by the way, the F-35 Joint Strike Fighter demonstrated its ability to send data to the U.S. Army's Integrated Air and Missile Defense Battle Command System during the Orange Flag Evaluation 19-2 at Palmdale, California, and Fort Bliss, Texas. That's a monumental accomplishment all by its little self. Indiana veterans, under a new law passed in the state of Indiana, will no longer pay state taxes on and their income retirement. Indiana veterans will soon no longer have to pay state income tax on their military retirement income, and that's a good thing. Shouldn't have to anyway. It should be just like Social Security. So there you go. And a pending law could help vets get treatment at the VA for toxic exposure. Retired Lieutenant Colonel Susan Lucas, talking about her own personal experience in the Air Force Reserve when weighing the benefits of a new bill that could be approved by lawmakers later this year. Hopefully it will be. By the way, former Auburn football coach Tommy Tuberville, who's running for Senate as a Republican in the great state of Alabama, said this weekend that he's ticked off at President Trump for not doing more to address health care for veterans. Actually, I don't know what more he can do. We did get the Veterans Choice Act in there. It took a while. The Democrats were playing games with that one, but it finally got passed, and the president signed it. So, Tommy, maybe you better just think about that for a second. By the way, the United States continues to employ a staggering arsenal of armed forces, unmanned drones, intelligence agencies, and sweeping domestic authorities to contain the threat, Islamic terrorism, that has claimed about 100 lives on American soil since the nation mobilized after the September 11, 2001 attacks. In my opinion, that's 100 too many. We're not quite at the 100% level when it comes to knowing everything we need to know. And that's why I say, if you see something, say something. I mean, we've got to let people know what's going on in our own midst. And hopefully the authorities will take care of it. And if they don't, then say, too bad, so sad, I guess. What are you going to do? All right. Well, we're coming back. Chris Markowski, the watchdog on Wall Street, is going to be with us. Going to be talking a little business with him. So don't go anywhere. The Captain's America Third Watch continues to roll along during the course of the morning. I'll be right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Dahibo Tea Club's original pure powdery Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Dahibo Tea Club's original pure powdery Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Dahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
All righty. My conversation with Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street, is brought to you by our friends at Relief Factor, Pete and Seth Talbot in Seattle, Washington. And that's where they make and manufacture Relief Factor. It's an all-natural product. And if you're struggling with severe nagging pain like I have been because of the arthritis that I have, and you've tried all other sorts of remedies like I did too, including the medicinal route with the prescription medications, and you want to shake the habit there, this might help you. So I want you to check them out and try their $19.95 three-week quick start program. Now, it worked for me, and you got to follow the instructions and do it just the way it tells you to have a shot at it. Now, after the end of 3 weeks, if it works, you go automatically on the delivery. You get it on a monthly basis, and guess what? You're in like Flynn. If it doesn't work, you're only out $20, and you go about your way doing whatever. So, the website to check out, relieffactor.com/captain, relieffactor.com/captain. Go there, check it out, sign up for the $19.95 three-week quick start, and see what it does for you. It worked for me. Hopefully it will work for you. ReliefFactor.com/captain. Well, joining us right now, live from Greece, Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street. What's going on in Greece today?
Well, good
Good morning to you. Good afternoon to me. Kind of close. It's still morning here. Nothing really. Beautiful day. Sunny at the beach today with the kids.
Okay, well, that's good. Now, I want to talk about Jeffrey Epstein because there's a headline over on Newsmax that talks about somebody by the name of Leslie Wexner, who is an apparel magnate, makes clothing. And he says that Jeffrey Epstein was managing money for him and that he gave him vast sums of money and that Epstein misappropriated the funds because he never knew where they went or what happened and never got any reports back.
If you think Leslie Wexler's CEO of Limited Brands, which thanks Victoria's Secret being the big one in that mix there. Listen, nobody knows what Jeffrey Epstein did with his money, with the money, where it went. There's no trace. There's no. It is a really. It's like it's a phenomenon right now. The funny thing is that no one's really looking into it. Okay, something is really, really rotten here. I think it has something to do with tax evasion, getting money out of the country in some way, shape, manner, form. This is why I think a lot of the authorities don't want to get involved with this because I think a lot of other bigwigs use this guy to funnel money out of the country and avoid taxes. Guy's obviously a degenerate, you know, dirtbag beyond belief. I still can't believe he's walking around. Did that to anybody that I knew.
Well, he's not walking around. He's in jail. He's in jail. He won't let him out. Mm-hmm.
Still breathing. Hasn't assumed room temperature yet.
Oh, yeah.
But, you know, things, it's the guy's just pure evil. And you know what? The funny, the people that actually, you know, hung out with this guy. The funny thing is, you know, they try to, you know, get Donald Trump saying that he was friends with him. Donald Trump threw him out of his club in Mar-a-Lago once he realized he was a dirtbag and got rid of him.
Right. Now, did you hear about the big immigration raid we had in the state of Mississippi yesterday at a major poultry process? Yeah, well, that's owned by the Koch brothers, come to find out.
I mean, well, again, the Koch brothers are open borders guys, so they're probably not too happy about this. And, you know, I'd be right there at them. I said, what are you doing hiring illegal workers? When, you know, shooting checks and utilize the E-Verify system like everybody else, and I think the Koch brothers should have to pay a fine. Tell me they didn't know. It's ridiculous.
Now, you've heard about the red flag laws in the United States. We've had them here for a while in Florida. Rick Scott brought them up into the forefront years ago when he first signed the red flag laws down here, and now they're talking about expanding them around the country to a greater level.
The funny thing about these laws is they make me somewhat nervous in regards to how far. Talk about the unintended consequences and slippery slope and when they're going to start, you know, saying, well, okay, you know, you went to a rally somewhere or you're this a supporter or you're a right-wing radio show host. I mean, hey, listen, you know, a guy I used to do guest appearances for, big radio show host Michael Savage, no longer allowed into Great Britain because of their red flag laws when it comes to speech. How far are we going to take this? That's the thing that makes me a little bit nervous. But, you know, I have to see how they're going to go ahead and craft these things before anything else. You know, again, the more information is coming out. Authorities knew, I guess, the mother of the El Paso shooter alerted the police ahead of time. The guy in Dayton, another situation, people knew. You know, when people fail to act, you know, in my business, I've got this thing because obviously you know what I do, going after financial crooks and trying to help investors out. And I'm a big believer if you see a fraud, and you don't report the fraud, then you're a fraud.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people just, they don't want to get involved. They don't want to help out. They don't want to say, hey, wait a second, something needs to be done about this. We need to look a little bit further. And obviously, I think the greatest example of that is what happened at Stoneman Douglas down in the east coast of Florida.
And I'm talking to Chris Markowski, everybody, the Watchdog on Wall Street. His website is watchdogonwallstreet.com. He's over in Greece right now on vacation. He's taking time out from his vacation to talk to us and sneak away from your wife because she'd probably grab the phone from you, right?
No, she's getting you. She knows. She knows that, you know, I could take a week off, but then I got to slowly but surely work my way back in because I miss it and I love it. So
now, a growing number of countries are now starting to issue U.S. travel and safety warnings, in particular along the southern border with Mexico. They're telling people don't come into the United States from Mexico across the border because it's too dangerous.
How else are they going to get here?
Well, they're going to come into New York or they're going to come into L.A., but these are people must be coming into Mexico City or something.
Yeah, you know, the funny thing is that if you go through via the passport route and you're coming in via New York, if you overstay, that they're much more serious about that, believe it or not, Matt, when you break those visa rules. I mean, I've known people that work for big companies overseas that just overstay by a day or two. They get arrested.
You go to jail.
You get arrested.
You bet.
Especially if you're working on a temporary working visa, even if it's for a big company.
You bet.
Some people work for tech companies that have gotten arrested because they overstayed by a day or two. So, now, I mean, that's a much more precarious route.
Yeah. Now, Puerto Rico got their third governor in 6 days. Did you hear about that?
No, I haven't paid attention to the report.
The Justice Secretary, Wanda Vasquez, was named Puerto Rico's new governor. The Supreme Court of Puerto Rico removed the interim governor, who was appointed and sworn in like a week ago, and now she's the governor.
Well, there was a lyric in the great rock band The Who, the song Baba O'Reilly. Meet the new boss, same as the old boss, right?
Yeah.
Anything going to change? Highly doubt it.
By the way, here's one for you. Bernie Sanders vows to reveal UFO evidence if he gets elected as president.
Listen, Matt, you know, one of the great things about being on vacation is I haven't been paying as much attention to American politics, but I went down the rabbit hole yesterday.
Yep.
And some of the stuff that I saw, it's theater of the absurd. What do you get? Assistant director of the FBI on TV saying that Donald Trump is raising the flags on 8/8 and it has something to do with Hail Hitler and white
supremacists. Yeah.
I just learned, too. I mean, it didn't take that long. I guess racism is out the window now. That's the old fad. It's out of style right now. And I guess all of us people, I guess we're all white supremacists now. I guess that's the new line.
That is a new line, but it takes one to know one in my book.
You know, it's unbelievable some of the stuff that they're coming up with. Every day, Elizabeth Warren comes up with another spending package. What was yesterday? About $85 billion for broadband access for everyone. What she got today?
Yeah.
I mean, how much are you going to plan to spend? $10
trillion? Yeah. And by the way, finally, remember those two fugitives they were looking for up in Canada that killed the two Americans? They believe they found their bodies up in the wilderness up there, up in the bush.
Oh, boy.
Yep, so they were dead.
Oh, boy.
Don't know if they committed suicide or what they did, but might have got eaten by animals for all I know. Who knows? But anyway,
yeah. They
believe they found him dead, so that's the end of that story. Close the book on that one. So we will let you go, and if you'll be around tomorrow, I'll try to reach you tomorrow again.
Sounds good.
All right, thanks, Chris. Enjoy your vacation.
You got it. Have a good one.
All right, Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street, and he took time out from his vacation in Greece to give us a jingle, and we appreciate that very much because a lot of people have asked where he was, and they said, hey, in the past he's called wherever he's been. Why can't he do it again? Well, he just did, so there, take that. But Chris is a good friend of mine, known him for years and years and years, and we appreciate him, and we appreciate what he does for the program. And again, didn't talk a lot about the financial stuff, but didn't need to. It was more interesting to listen to him tell what he was hearing over there or wasn't hearing if we've been paying attention. All right, well, coming up after this break, Ron Edwards, host of the Edwards Notebook, and then the bottom of next hour, Bo Browning will be here from the National Aviation Academy. Don't go anywhere. I'm coming right back with more.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.